Hey guys, welcome to Black Hollywood Lives the Beat. We're live in studio with Raven Justice. Stay tuned.
You are now tuned into Black Hollywood Lives the Beat.
Can't lie, girl, I need it, I'm feeling. Cause I've been working hard all day. Your body, I love it. I cannot control it. You make a nigga feel this way. I swear, girl, I'm on my way. So anxious, I cannot wait. But as soon as I get inside, put my face in between your thighs. Put my face in between your thighs.
Hey, Raven Justice, between your thighs. Welcome to Black Hollywood's The Beach. It's your boy DJ Jesse Janity here in studio. Queen, unfortunately, she making big queen moves over in North Carolina. Yep. She can't be here, but that's right. You know, we called the homie Sia Amon.
Favorite girl in the building.
Mr. Carter in studio.
In the building now.
And he's on social media right now. So if you guys want to have any questions for Raven or for any of the music you guys are about to hear, make sure you guys hit up Mr. Carter at BHLWB. And in studio... Sir Raven Justice.
What it do? What's poppin', man?
I'm like super hyped that you're in studio right now because
I'm here too, man.
Your music, every track you put out, like there's certain people that put out like they'll put a project out and then it's like four songs on, you're like, oh, those slapped, and then the rest you're like, I listened to those four that slap. But man, when you put a project out,
it got an all slap.
Yeah, right. And like, you know, everything, the perfect people to work with too.
Man, I just, you know, I'm a fan of others. You know what I'm saying? I'm real, like, real about having unity, you know what I'm saying?
And sharing the spotlight.
I'm not like that, you know what I'm saying? I show love to everyone that's making some noise. If I hear about you, I'm always reaching out. Yo, let's work, you know what I'm saying? And I think people kind of get it twisted sometimes and maybe like, oh, you know, you just getting at me because you're hearing about the buzz coming up. It's not even that. It's more so of a salute, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that's just me, and that's how I get down with it.
But, and you have so many different sounds with your music. I mean, look at this one, Between Your Thighs.
Yeah.
You know, it has like this more smoother R&B. Like for me, like I was telling you, On Mama's was like, like when I tell you, it was like one of those, every time I made a mixtape CD, all my friends would be like, Jesse, I mean, I love the song, but like on every mixtape you're gonna do, I'm like, it just goes with
one.
So many things, you know what I mean? And you put T-Fly out there, you know,
man,
what I'm,
T-Fly and Problem on that thing.
Yes. So how do you kind of, as far as like choosing the types of sound that you want for your projects, how do you kind of develop that and figure out, okay, these are the people that I want on this project. This is the sound that I want going into the next year. This is the kind of sound that I'm going to move with.
I've just been just perfecting my craft, really. You know what I mean? I've always kind of known which way I wanted to go with the sound that I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
I just think, you know, it's just timing is everything, but it just hasn't been a lot of skilled people around me in the beginning of my career. I remember times where I couldn't even get beats. You know what I mean? Now it's an overload of beats.
Yeah.
Everybody wants, you know, me on their beat. So it's just a blessing at the end of the day.
How do you select those beats?
It's difficult. It'd be so many, but
yeah,
I don't like listening to beats if I'm not in the studio.
Okay.
So if I go to the studio, and 9 times out of 10, it's always the engineer, is always the producer as well. So it's just me and him just coming up from scratch, just making stuff. And I tell him, like, what I sonically want to hear from the beat.
Okay.
I love working from scratch. That's how I had, you know, Slide Through. I was in the studio with him, and I told him how I wanted the beat to sound. You know what I'm saying? So it just worked out like that.
What about Hit or No?
Hit or No? I did that in L.A., shout out Jay Maine at R&Bass. I remember when he first created the R&Bass movement, I was sick. You know what I'm saying? I was at his house sick, laying on the couch, and he forced me to get out of bed, off the couch, and was like, bro, let's go to the studio. I want to introduce you to these producers by the name of JMG. Shout out to them, too. So we go, and I really don't feel like recording anything. You know what I mean? But then I ain't going to lie, some girls that came in.
Be a motivation.
Got the vibe, right?
Exactly. They set the tone in the room. So I'm like, oh, okay, now I feel a little bit more into it. So I was like, all right, well, play me some beats. You know what I mean? And they played me like 30 beats, and they tried to skip past Hit or Not, the beat. Like, they played some, and then when they played that one, they played for like 2 seconds, and it came on, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, and he turned it. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Go back, what was that? You know what I'm saying? And he's like, oh, you heard something? I was like, go back to that one real quick. And it actually turned out really, really dope. So I just said, whatever, and I just recorded it. Sick and all, stuffy nose. No one could tell.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was super sick on that song. Yeah. Coughing the whole time recording it. You know what
so,
I mean?
So, Do It For Justice. Why that? Why was it that title?
Do It Justice. It's just a phrase, a dope phrase. And, of course, you know.
Do It For Justice.
It's just a dope phrase that I know that a lot of people use. And, of course, I mean, it means something as well. It can mean whatever, however you want to do it. A lot of people use it as far as, you know, bro didn't do that justice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what I mean? And, of course, my last name is Justice, so I thought it would be dope, something creative. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
So, obviously, I mean, like, you know, I have music ADD now. You released this a little bit ago.
Uh-huh.
Where's your brain at musically? Like, as far as working on a project, we see a lot of artists, they'll work on, well, what we see as consumers is you've worked on this project, do it justice. But then it's like your mind is already on the next project.
Right.
Is that where you're at right now?
Somewhat. I decided, because how I work, I don't like to oversaturate my sound. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? I want people like you to be like, oh, you finna drop a new project. I want you still be excited about that. If I keep continuing dropping a bunch of records, it's kind of going to be like, all right, he's right. Better. You know what I mean?
Well, and it's hard because especially in 2016 with the mixtape game, it's like,
oh, yeah.
You know, I don't know, like, is this an album? Is this a mixtape? Is this an EP? Like,
it's confusing.
What are... it's oh, very so this confusing. One's not on iTunes. Okay. Well, right. But this one's on SoundCloud? Or...
I just think people, you know, different artists just do different things and mm-hmm. everybody work differently.
Yeah, everybody got their thing.
You know what I mean? Because I met people that, you know, that's from, like, Chicago who always wants to work, you know yeah. what I mean? So when I drop a project, I like to relieve my mind and live life for a while so I can come mm-hmm. back with different really great songs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't like to just put out anything, you know what I mean? Like as far as videos
yeah,
or anything,
that.
My quality is like key for me, you know what I mean? So that's how I go about it. It has to be a banger. And if I feel like no one like, and I play it to a million mm-hmm. people before I even put it out,
really?
Just to see if
yeah.
they like it.
Yeah.
And if majority of people be like, oh, it's cool.
Well, and it's interesting you said that it was your team at first that kind of like you needed that extra boost because you hang out with a lot of people in the industry, mm-hmm. so you'd think like your mentor wise, they'd be kind of guiding you and giving you.
Nah, man. I mean, I learned early on, you know, you kind of by yourself
yeah,
when it comes into this.
Saying.
You know what mm-hmm. I mean? And you got to push for yourself. So. As far as a mentor, I've never had a mentor. I've been my own mentor. As far as a partner, that's my partner right over there sitting in that chair over there solo. Mm-hmm. And just, without him and his guidance and telling me, you know, after my brother passed, you know, rest in peace, my brother Raymond Justice, without this guy telling me, you know, bro, you know, what would your brother want? You know, I wouldn't even be sitting right here with you guys right now. Because mm-hmm. when he died, it just did a lot to me and I was just going to give up life. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And that was my brother's best friend, actually.
Really?
So he kicked it with him every day. And, you know, when he died, and he just started hanging around me and was there. No one was there. No one checked on me besides him. So,
and if I can just ask, when that happened to you, because obviously as a creative person, mm-hmm. we are in touch with our emotions on a whole nother type of level.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So when that happened for you, how did you kind of get through the situation as far as, like, this is what, past the depression, past the mm-hmm. the looking inwards and then saying, you know what, I need to keep on doing. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. This is my passion. This is mm-hmm. my purpose. How did you get past, what's some advice you would give to somebody who goes through something like that and you know, to still come out of it winning?
My advice would just be to you know, mold it into a way of energy that's going to push you to do mm-hmm. it extreme, you know what I'm saying? Like, when he told me what he told me, I thought about it. He was like, what would your brother want you to do? You know what I'm saying? And I know my brother so well, I know exactly how he would tell it to me. He'd be tripping, like, if I gave up. So I thought about that, and then it just, a burst of energy just told me, like, bro, you have to be dedicated to this now. Mm-hmm. This is your life, period, and ain't nobody gonna stop you from winning. So I've been pushing hard by myself, you know what I mean? Hard, heavy body. And again, like I said, there's no one, there's no person helping me. It's just me. You know what I mean? And just my faith and my belief in myself. That's it.
I appreciate you with
yeah,
that honesty.
Salute to you and congratulations.
I appreciate it.
It's
thank
not
you.
Easy
mm-mm. at all.
Mm-hmm. Now I know you're gonna give us a little performance. You know,
I got to
dies. You know what I mean? We
got
to get a little bit more into some other music that you got going on. But before we do, so we do this thing here. I love searching on the internet. It's how I found you.
Nice.
I love finding artists. And you know, Rihanna can come in and get an interview with anybody. You know what I mean? Like I want to show people that. You know what? There's other artists out there than what's on your iTunes playlist, mm-hmm. y'all. So the first one goes by Boz. The song is called Ricochet, and he grabbed this couple called The Hicks, and the song is called Ricochet. Let's take a look.
6 months since I last seen you.
from out here?
Clip blunts in them ashtrays while we speak up all them past days. You know I still have faith. It's been 10 months since I last seen you. Clip blunts in them ashtrays while we speak up all them past days. You know I still have faith. You know I still have faith.
Schedule it for you can pick a date. We can roll one up and blow one up. Sit back and watch everything ricochet. Schedule it for you can pick a date. We can roll one up and blow one up.
Buzz featuring the Hicks, nice. Ricochet.
Nice.
What are you thinking of that?
I like that.
You liked it?
Mm-hmm. The vibe, you know.
Nice tone.
Yeah.
Super vibey.
Yeah.
Just I thought it was very creative.
Yeah, very, very
sound, exactly. I was just going to say, it sounded like a weed song.
Yeah, okay. For
most
sure.
Of them I choose are. I also like the visual of him, like, rolling, riding on the bike. It seemed like, right, with him leaning back.
And the little boy dancing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was tight.
Very Cali video. I loved it.
Yeah.
Okay, so I am late because I've never heard of this guy until this week. Rotimi.
Really?
Yeah, okay. I know. I was cursed out for that. The song is called Doing It. He just dropped this video.
Make it hot.
He put back his whole first EP project on him.
Have you ever been to Backshot City? I'ma take it downtown with me. Take it to your cheese spot. Pull up somewhere I can eat out. Rule 69, we can get there quicker. Ass like that, girl, that's my dinner. Ain't no stopping when I'm on it, girl. Give it to you any way you want it, girl. She likes that good love. Sometimes she wants a rub. She knows a man enough. Even give it to her just standing up. I got that stamina. She know I'm from Africa. I run that body on it. Baby, know you heard about me.
Rotimi doing it. Boom.
I'm happy to see him still going.
Yeah? Wait, so okay, I don't know anything about him. So he's been out for a minute?
He came by, I think Davion had met him like in Atlanta. Okay. He came by, we did like eight, nine songs on him. It was like right before Power. It was right before he did Power. So it's just cool to see him still doing his thing, you know?
Still doing it.
Yeah.
Bang off the, you know? Okay.
The project had never came out.
Well, okay, my question is right now the 90s, remaking the 90s is so in, Raven. So, like, when you hear these beats and these productions, how does that work in music or that you've noticed it? I mean, because it's like, I feel like 2 years ago it was like people were sampling the 80s, and then now it's like here comes the 90s, and it's like, do we know how much music came out in the 90s? We don't have to sample the same song.
Right.
I just feel like that's a cheat code right now, mm-hmm. and everybody's doing it, and I'm not going to do that. You know what I'm saying?
So I love the way that you use cheat code.
It's just a cheat code, man. Yeah. Like, and it's no hate. It's just the reality. That's all I hear on the radio. Somebody sample a hit song that was once a hit before. That's like you cheating the game, man.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be creative. You're an artist. Be creative. Make something new so that people can hear you. You know what I'm saying? I'm a firm believer in that. Me and T-Fly both said that. You can go on Instagram, he says the same thing. Like, bro, you're an artist, you're a creator.
Mm-hmm.
Be creative. You know what I'm saying? It's easy.
And it's just, that's a really touching thing to say for 2016. Because literally, I mean, as a DJ, I just go through my tracks. And it's like, I mean, they mix very well. I hear and I appreciate it. But at the same time, it's just like, I can't play four Uchiwala remakes.
Yeah. And that's the thing. It's one thing to go and pull back for inspiration and use it, you know, but
I don't think it's inspiration anymore.
Yeah.
I think that people kind of like just think of an old school song so we can just do it and just make it sound like some Bryson Tiller and then we're just going to just sing on it.
How do we trap it? Yeah, that's it.
Like, all right,
well, speaking of originality, I don't know if you guys know who this chick is. She had this song called, she's from England, Shark in the Water, Vivi Brown.
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yes. All right, so if you don't know about Vivi Brown, I'm about to put you on. And even more, because I haven't paid attention in the past, like, seven months. So this girl done felt like she needed to make a statement, y'all. So she came in whiteface for this song. The song is called Sacrifice by Vivi Brown.
Mainly about the race problems.
Are you willing to sacrifice the things
to you that is the absolute most precious in life.
I got my contract back from the devil. Now keep my feet on holy ground.
Is she black?
Yeah.
Oh, she black. Oh, okay.
Vivi Brown, Sacrifice. Very different for her. Very different. It shocked the hell out of me. So, like, that's nothing like what she normally be putting out. So, to see her step up her artistry, like, and put that out, and she boldly did it in all white face. I was like, yeah, girl, you better do that for them glasses, all like that. Very different tone too. That's not her normal singing.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
I want to check her out.
Definitely. And like, it was a hard video to pull from because I wanted you everyone to get the taste. Like at the beginning, it was just this, it was a longer part of a speech, and they used the projector and all that.
Oh, okay. So
and so I wanted to get a little clip of it, and then also get the singing too, so you could really hear her tone. Because then I thought Queen was going to be here, and Queen be getting so irritated if I don't let the music play.
Yeah.
I just want everyone to be able to experience that. But Vivi Brown, go support her. She's awesome. Her catalog of music is really dope, and that is like every year as an artist I want to see that. I want to see us growing, evolving. Butterflies, let's do it. Next, speaking of butterflies, I mean, I don't know if we were moving in the right direction for this, but Vivian Green, Emotional Roller Coaster, she done dropped this song called Grown Folks Music. Derek Blanks did the video. Take a look.
I like her.
Gentlemen, Vivian Green.
It's that grown folk.
I like this.
Mm-hmm.
This groovy. She bringing that groove back.
I just want to go roller skate into it.
That's the perfect.
Yeah, this going crazy right here.
Yeah, for sure. This is good for her.
It's just different. I like it. The vibe.
Hey, Vivian Green, Grown Folks Music. That would actually mix really well with Faith Evans of her last album. She had a song that would go really well with that one. All right, so we're into it. We like to be
there.
All right, we're all going to go roll this game to
that.
Right. All right. Next, V. Bozeman. Hey, the song is called Go. It don't need no explanation. Just watch this beautiful woman just beast this video.
Come on, V.
I cannot fathom how often that we go back and forth like a damn factory. You know you're wrong, cause you know what you did. I will not put up with none of this. No, I'ma be rolling, cruising like a mug. From my nigga K, I dipping fast. Mercy Alago. How I be stunting on these chickens and they daughters and they sisters, huh? Okay. I said it. Don't you get it twisted, cause you know I'm about my business. Hit up, but I'ma be chillin'. So don't worry about me, baby, just head over the key. If you wanna go, if you wanna leave, just leave me. If you wanna go, if you wanna leave, you should just leave me.
Get Raven Justice on the remix.
I was thinking about it right now. Like, oh, this is going crazy.
Yeah,
I couldn't even wait till after. There you go. V. Bozeman, go. That's what we need to work on. I'm always here manifesting remakes and V. This is what I need to happen. Yeah. You know what I mean? We going to already work on Danny Devastation and Dondria. So now today's remix, we going to make V. Bozeman and Raven Justice happen.
That's rough.
Yeah, that record.
That has to happen. That would just be emotional ear candy right there.
Yeah, that was rough.
What you think? You guys like the video?
I love it.
She's tight.
She's here to slay. She's saying.
Girl, she you twerking your
body. She's going crazy. She's doing something that ain't nobody doing. She's really taking it on.
All right, we talked about authenticity. So I found this video today and felt like I have to share it on this platform specifically, especially with what was going down yesterday. The artist's name is Kemba. The song is called The New Black Theory.
A damn hoodie with those pants around his ankles. Take that hood off. People look at you and they, what do they think? What's the instant identification? What's the instant association?
I can walk outside now and get shot down.
Shot down.
If you ever wonder why I'm hostile, you could see the chief sending orders from the top down.
Top down.
All the civil leaders looking docile. Lord forgive them. Maybe it's the dark forces in them. Or the Medicaid cost just hit them. Or the evidence that all our history is getting washed out.
Washed out.
But everybody taking our style.
Who the new black now? Black
now. And even though they sold drugs, they show these young brother love.
Who the new black now?
Black now. And even though they sold drugs, they show these young brother love.
So now let's remember, this guy was arrested for baggy pants. So he's not a criminal, he didn't do anything, but the state takes him into a cement cell and starts beating the shit out of him, and then they electrocute him.
Look at the officer. We can see his arm. The big guy above is blocking everything right now. But the officer just above him, once he backs away, his arm this entire time is tasing.
Tasing him.
Kemba, right the see new black theory. We're seeing a lot of this, this cinematic music video with a message. You might remember a few weeks ago I played Victoria, the chick from Russia, with the one leg. Like, I mean, I like that we're doing it because I feel like we've been so far away from the music video. And then to put stuff like in this, with message, a message behind it, it's powerful. And not only that, I think it takes... We live in a generation where kids don't listen to lyrics now.
Right.
And so to make something like this, I think it brings the lyrics... Yeah. To a more of a forefront.
I definitely appreciate all the songs that's, you know, saying, like, about the cause. You know what I mean? Like, we need that. We definitely need it now. Mm-hmm. More than ever, really. You know what I mean?
And to a dope beat, why not?
Right.
All right. Now, I had to play this because, you know, she has a special place in my heart. Lil Mama, I love you, girl. And the song's called Two Fly.
Two Fly.
Go ahead, girl. All right, Lil Mama, Two Fly, girl, come on. I love you. I really love you, and I really want you to win. And I don't know who your friends are and what they're telling you, but, like, come on. Like, that just looked like the remake to Work you just did looked exactly like you just filmed this back part of it. And that song is, like, every time you drop something, it always sounds exactly the same.
Yeah.
Why are you remaking this 90s track? We get it. Like, you got this B-girl flow, and it's dope as fuck, but, like, not on something like that. You can create way better music than this.
I agree.
I don't appreciate it. I love you, and I appreciate you. And I'm just keeping it fucking real.
We gotta keep it real. That's
because
what it's all about.
I fuck with
we
Little Mama.
To.
I do. And that's why I'm playing the video, because... Girl, go watch her, support her, because let this girl get a paycheck. But, like, Lil Mama, show me what you're working with.
I think she's just pushing a hard line from, you know, for New York. You know what I'm saying? She just really, really wants the home respect. And
but give me an original beat.
Right.
Give me an original
beat. It just goes back to what I said in the beginning. The cheat code is like a cheat code. That song used to be a hit back in the day. You know what I mean? So she tried to... It just doesn't work for every song.
It doesn't.
Because if I put that song on in a club, you're going to be like, the fuck? Can you play the original, please?
Yeah. Honestly, people just want to hear new stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why we're creators. Like, let's make some new stuff. You know
and
what I'm saying?
You can flow. You're,
yeah, she's
it ain't
dope,
like
though.
You aren't dope.
Yeah.
She can rap.
Yeah.
Stop coming out here and making everyone else. I can't. I love you, girl, but you know what I mean? So positive spirits here at the beat. All right, Raven. So you have a couple shows coming up here,
yep,
here in California.
Yeah.
Apparently, I got to go this one in Temecula because
you
get turnt in Temecula.
I heard it. I heard you turnt up out there.
Okay, what else we got going on, though, as far as, like, where's Raven Justice right now? We're coming into the summer. What's Raven got planned,
yeah,
for the summer?
Just work, man. I'm finna push this record harder. We're gonna take it to radio. Between your thighs, that is. We're gonna take it to radio. It's already on BET Jams right now. Talking to them just about upping the spins on it. Shooting more videos off the Do It Justice project. Like I said, I'm a firm believer of pushing your music to it's over. You know, mm-hmm, what I'm saying? It's a lot of people that hasn't even heard the tape. You know what, mm-hmm, I mean? So I'm finna just shoot all the videos to it and put them all on, you know. And me and my team, you know, shouts out Melissa in the building. We just gonna grind it.
Yeah.
And
I love that artists are finally like, I was just talking about this out there, but artists are finally saying, you know what, instead of just focusing on these singles, I'm gonna focus on my project.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm loving that people are deciding to do videos to all of their songs, because it makes no sense. You're gonna put this amazing project out, you're only gonna give me 4 visuals.
Awesome.
And it's like, well, number 7 was my favorite.
Right. And I went through that with my other projects. A lot of people was like, I never shot a video on Mama's.
Yeah, yeah.
I got T-Fly and Problem on it. I never did the video.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You know what I mean?
Like,
so
you need to act. You can
not,
still drop that shit.
Exactly. And I'm really, really brainstorming. I might just go ahead
you
and do
should.
It. I was thinking about doing a lot of videos like that. It's a lot of big features I got.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I got stuff with Waka Flocka. All kind of artists, man. And more artists to come. I got a record. I'm finna get, I got this record out. Tempting. It's on the project. Me, T-Fly, and John Hart.
Yep.
I'm going to do a remix with TK and Cash.
Okay.
My Atlanta guys.
Is there a sound that you haven't touched that you have kind of been looking like, I wonder what would happen if I put my hand in that? Or are there any artists that you outside of, you know, your genre or your world that you've looked at that have kind of inspired you?
Not at this point.
Okay.
Not at this point. I just love the vibe that I got going. You know what I'm saying? Because I've seen everybody likes to go after whatever is hot.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I just stay here.
Focused.
Yeah. Because it's like, am I going to join them and leave what I've done behind? And people really like it.
Mm-hmm.
After, you know, because I went to Atlanta, all they play is themselves. And that's real. I love that. You know what I'm saying? But it's different genres of music. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We have to have this West Coast vibe popping still. People want to go to the club and hear that vibe.
Yep.
I don't care what nobody's saying about it. You know what I'm saying? When you go to that club, you want to hear some YG come on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got to have that sound plus the trap sound. So I'm gonna just stay in my lane and continue to make these bangers, man.
Go ahead,
and then I got these you know, like I said, I got Between Your Thighs records coming out too. So it's like a mixture of, you know, I'm just perfecting my craft, like I said, and just making it better.
And so one of my things is, well, so we're gonna have you perform Between Your Thighs.
That's good.
So as you I'm gonna have you make your way over the stage, and as you do that, I just want to give you this little, you know, title. So I'm gonna have you go over to the stage.
That's good.
Because my thing is this: we get a lot of artists here at the beat, and you know, I had to add this segment of live performance because we got a lot of artists come in, and you know, the sounds sound real good in my headphones when I'm listening to it on the radio. But then when they come in, I'm like, hey, can you sing a song? They're like, I was scratched today.
Man.
So I can appreciate when artists, true
artists. I know
artists,
how that be, though.
You know what I'm saying? When
right.
the true artists come in and they sing and it sounds better than the song. Well, ladies and gentlemen, live here in studio. We good over there?
I'm trying to raise the mic up just a tad bit for me.
You raise that. I'm going to keep going. You know what I mean? I'm good at this.
Oh, yeah.
don't want to hear it over there. No, I'm just kidding. Live here in studio, performing his latest hit, Between Your Thighs.
Let's get into it.
The one and only Raven Justice.
Get it. Hey. Can't lie, girl, I need it, I'm fiending, cause I've been working hard all day. Your body, I love it. I cannot control it, you make a nigga feel this way. I swear, girl, I'm on my way. So anxious, I cannot wait. But as soon as I get inside, put my face in between your thighs. Oh, oh, oh. Put my face in between your thighs. Put my face in between your thighs. It's been a long day. I've been working all day. Can't believe I'm still here. I don't wanna be here, no. All I could think, hoping that my baby at home for me. Hoping that she ready to jump on me. Hoping that she ready to ride on me. Want you to lick on me. Want you to suck on me. Want you to fuck on me, babe. Want you to ride on me. Hope you can take the D after get high with me, babe. I need it, I'm fiending, cause I've been working hard all day. Your body, I love it. I cannot control it, you make a nigga feel this way. I swear, girl, I'm on my way. So anxious, I cannot wait. But as soon as I get inside, put my face in between your thighs. Put my face in between your thighs. Put my face in between your thighs.
Hey, Raven Justice, between your thighs.
Appreciate it, man.
You better hit it with that vibrato. All
right.
Oh, yeah.
Voice of an angel. All right, do it justice. Where can everyone follow you?
Oh, you can follow me everywhere, man. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, everything. Raven Justice, R-A-Y-V-E-N.
Album available where?
iTunes right now. My mixtapes is everywhere, man. Go check it out. Do it justice right now.
Boom. Well, Raven, thank you for coming in studio.
I appreciate
y'all
for having
me.
That
performance. Sia, thank you for coming through.
Thank you for having me.
Mr. Carter. Boom. Where can everyone hit you up?
Everyone can hit me up at Mr. Carter, and that includes on YouTube and on SoundCloud.
Say it.
Nice.
S-I-A-A-M-U-N, Instagram, Twitter, SoundCloud. Yeah.
Boom. Make sure you guys check out Raven Justice on iTunes. Also, download everywhere available and check out Between Your Thighs on YouTube. You guys can hit us up here at BHL The Beat on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, BHL Online across all social media platforms. And holla at me at DJ Jesse J. Till next week. Peace.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us, info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Music redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.